This is Unlock Your Soul, an amazing platform, an amazing space where we get to scratch beneath the surface and find out what really makes us human. This second episode, I am going to be talking to an amazing, amazing guy who's literally called Amazing Clef. And even as we prepare for you to hear this conversation, I want to send my sincerest condolences to Amazing Clef and his family, because at the time of this recording, we had a great time together. We were talking and, you know, I mean, everything was right. Everything was just, he was looking up to doing so much more in terms of his career. But as we speak, Amazing Clef has lost his mom. And I do send my sincerest and deepest condolences to the family of Amazing Clef, to his brothers, his sisters, his siblings, to everybody and the entire family of Amazing Clef. We absolutely honor you, Mama. And we do pray that your family, Amazing Clef, may find a lot of peace in this very difficult time. In the meantime, let's go on with our conversation with Amazing Clef. Let's get to know more about him. And as we dedicate this lovely episode to his amazing Mama, Amazing Clef. What's up? Welcome to Unlock Your Soul with Anthony Your Soul. And today I have an amazing, amazing guest who, thanks to Instagram, he put out an advert saying, guys, I want to be in Kenya. I want to, you know, connect with the people. And he's here with me, the one and only Amazing Clef, all the way from Naija.
What's good, man?
Did I do well?
Naija. What's good, my brother?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Good to be with you.
Your name is Okuchukwu.
You're getting everything right, though.
It's right, right?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Word of God. God's word.
Are you saved?
It's the most powerful name on
are you
the planet.
Saved?
Am I what?
Are you saved?
Of course, I'm saved and stylish.
Saved. Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
Are you using this because of your mom or because of...
No, most definitely, I'm saved. Saved and stylish. Saved, young, saved, blessed and stylish.
Yeah, you know, your name, I mean, when you walk around with your name, you have to be saved. There's no other reason. So, I mean, I DM'd this guy, I slid in the DM, and I just bullied him into meeting him. And I think you're an amazing, you are so talented, it's ridiculous.
Thank you so much.
You are so talented. I mean, guys, just go check out www.amazingclef.com and go see the amazing work he's done. Before we get into that, first, I know you're struggling because of Kenyan food.
I'm trying. I have chicken and chips. I can always survive.
Yeah, but you had to add your own pepper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course, definitely.
Most of your
and
comments.
The pepper is not even pepperish.
Yeah, it's not peppering.
It's not peppering.
Most of your comments on your Instagram were, please.
Bring your own pepper.
Go with your own hot sauce.
Bring your own pepper. Bring your Nigerian pepper.
But welcome to Kenya.
Thank you so much.
I hope you're loving the weather.
That's like the most beautiful thing so far. Like, the weather is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it is. I used to think Kenya was hot.
Yeah.
Actually, I used to think these East African countries were hot. But then, man, Kenya is East Africa.
Kenya is also quite beautiful. Also, it depends where you live in, Clef. You know, you've made that money. You've brought me to like a really nice apartment.
I don't know.
Guys, if Nigerians think you're not paying him well, you're lying to yourself. This man is paid well in Nigeria. Because he's living a good life, even in Kenya. You're living like an expatriate.
Come on, man, guys.
Not just like an immigrant.
I beg you. Just a regular passport.
So, I mean, we're gonna get a little bit just into your photography. I wanna know like how it started for you in terms of like growing up. When did you first hold the camera? When did you realize, oh my God, I'm really good? Because when I look at your work, I mean, I'm gonna put some of the, you know, a montage of some of the work. When I look at your work with Tiwa Savage, with Techno, with Rema and Pepsi, I mean, when you look at your work, it's honestly, I thought you like live in the States or in the UK, but you're Nigerian.
Guy, you're watching me.
Listen, and not to mean that Africans don't do well.
Most definitely.
But you are on another level. So how did that journey start for you?
Man, long story, but to cut it short, I've always been an artist.
Yeah.
Since I was really, really young. I've been a graphic designer, I have been a visual normal paint artist, yeah. Right? So I just graduated into photography. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? I've always mm-hmm. been, I used to be a rapper.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah. So I've always been a creative, right? Photography is just the medium I'm using to express myself right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So yeah. Starting out was, I mean, how did I pick up?
Yeah, like your first camera, was it like your dad, your uncle?
Nah, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish.
Your parents
were
like, read.
I wish. My parents, we had this kind of family where you could do whatever it is you wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
right? As long as you do something great and very soon you bring some money, something to the table.
Yeah.
I'm from an Igbo family. If you're in Nigeria, you understand.
So you're like me, you're Kikuyu.
I'm Igbo. So the money thing.
Yeah.
So, fast forward after secondary school, I realized, you guys call it high school?
Yes, high school.
Okay, yeah. I realized I wanted to like pursue a creative career. I didn't mm-hmm. want to go to like, I didn't want to follow to like university or get a college education. So, I picked up a camera and everything changed since then.
Okay.
Gradual process now. Pick up, do this one, do that one, push. I mean,
you know, when you say gradual process in Kenya, when people have really made this, say, oh, you know, I'm just trying. Like when you meet your uncle who's like really doing well, and you want to like, you know, uncle, I, you know, I'd like to venture in what you're doing. You know, how do you make so much money? They always say, oh, you know, it's God. I'm just trying, you know, you're trying. So who has been the most interesting person that you've worked with so far in terms of like either a brand or like a personality who you feel like you always want to just create with them?
The favorite, all my brands are my favorite. Everybody I work with.
Yeah.
Have the different spice they bring to the table. Everybody mm-hmm. has like a different vibe.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But currently having so much fun creating for techno.
Yeah.
Because they give me so much creative control. Mm-hmm. They let me do whatever I see I just want to do.
Yeah.
Shout out to techno. Yeah. Like they give me a lot of creative control. It's beautiful.
I love that. Your campaign with, I was with Tiwa for a Mac event. I was hosting the event and I mean, I loved her. She's just, and I'm here in Kenya. She's an amazing person.
Yes,
but your
is.
Campaign with her, I really loved it.
We've worked that twice.
Yeah, you know why I love it?
Yeah.
Ask me why.
Why do you love it?
Because I had to do that. It's a very Kenyan thing, by the way.
Oh, really?
But yeah, when you're talking,
yeah,
and then someone says, do you know why?
Why?
You have to say, or else I'll tell you, ask me why. Like, why are you not asking? Ask. So, because when people do a lot of this like phone photography and you know and campaigns, it has to be, I don't know, like the phone
cliche
has to cover their face.
Yeah.
Like you see, I'm selling a foot.
Yeah,
no.
We have.
So it was really, really beautiful.
We're very intentional about that.
Yeah, the way she was holding on the side.
Yes.
I mean, there's a thing you like doing with your backgrounds. Like it's like someone's popping up
I love
the background.
To bring, like, a creative spice to everything.
Yeah. So I really love that about you.
Thank you so much.
So let's get now into the creative sector, and I know a lot of people in Nigeria. Maybe you've also faced it yourself sometimes when you look at how the economy and just how Nigeria, to be honest, and I think most of Africa, all of Africa actually, honestly, is really, really tough on creatives and young people.
Yeah.
And you have the Jakpa movement. A lot of people live in Niger because they're looking for, I just want a better place to enjoy and live my, and enjoy my money and my tax. Yeah. When you see Nigerians live in Nigeria to go find a better Nigeria, how does that make you feel as a creative?
I mean, the pressure is getting worse.
Yeah.
Like, pressure is crazy.
Yeah.
To, like, leave Nigeria. But I feel like, it all depends.
Yeah.
On what you're looking for exactly and the kind of person you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very home, I don't know if it's the word like home person.
Homely, yeah.
There's nowhere else I feel more comfortable than in Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah.
Right? I like to travel. I like to go to different places. But I always want to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
So personally for me,
the
Jakpa culture is not that, the pressure is not that strong on
me. Yeah.
Right? Because I feel like if you find a way to like balance stuff out and make stuff work for you.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not saying those are Jakpa. I'm not saying, I'm supposed to speak my truth,
exactly.
My truth,
right? There's nothing wrong with Jakpaing.
Because
even Kenyan Jakpa all the time.
I mean, like, of course, you feel like you have a place where you can have like a better life for yourself and for your kids in the future and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, fine. But for me, the Jakpa stuff is not really like pressure.
Like for you, you're like, I'm gonna hang on.
I want to expand.
Yeah.
I want to expand, right?
Yeah.
Not not scatter or something. I want to expand. I want to expand into different horizons, into different places.
Yeah.
Like I want to expand to Kenya, to Ghana, to Tanzania. I want to become bigger and spread my wings.
Yeah.
Right? And I can do that from Lagos, Nigeria. So
and I feel when you're greater and you're great at what you do, you always find your tribe.
Yeah.
You always just find your tribe. I mean, for me, just even going through your website, it's like, I mean, you can survive anywhere.
Okay, I didn't want to say that myself. But then again, I mean, the whole the creative industry in Africa, Nigeria, let me speak about my own microcosm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's getting better.
Yeah.
I feel like it's getting better with the rise of like Afrobeats, the way Afrobeats is pushing the whole entertainment industry forward. It's also shedding some light on some other parts, also bringing vibes to the other parts of like photography, the arts and all that stuff, you understand? So I feel like it's getting better, it's getting easier, and in a few more years we'll be very, very good.
And speaking of the Afrobeat movement, I mean, when you go anywhere now, I mean, a lot of people, it's I mean, look at Burna Boy.
Yes.
80,000 people.
Yes.
I mean, there's American artists who are struggling.
Yes.
To host 1,000 people in their clubs or whatever, because it's not easy for them. When you look at, look at the Burna Boy movie. Look at Wizkid. Look at Davido.
It's beautiful.
Look at Rema. I mean, look at Rema, guys.
It's beautiful.
Selena Gomez had to come out of like
retirement.
Rema dropped
like his first body of work, like, barely 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's just beautiful.
How does it make you feel as a Nigerian, seeing, you know, this country that a lot of people, I feel, they think they know, but they don't know? Because when you look at Western media, a lot of them, you know, when they have the actors and the movies trying to, like, you know, make fun of like Nigerian accents or like to make fun of like Nigerians, you know, talking about, you guys have really shown up and shown out. How does it make you feel when you enter a room, when you travel, telling guys, I'm from Nigeria?
Can I curse?
Yes.
I feel proud as fuck.
Yeah.
See, that's like the only way to describe feeling. I feel proud. I feel like Afrobeats introduces me before I even walk into the room. So when I walk in and I'm like, I'm Nigerian.
Yeah.
If I can't even do anything for you, I can hook you up with like the latest music.
Hello, come on.
If I can't do anything else for you.
Yes.
I can't do anything else for you.
Yes.
I can hook you up.
I'll tell you what's popping.
Something that you like.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's how beautiful it is, right?
I love
and
it.
And it's just so amazing to see. And then the beauty of the whole thing is when one part grows, it gives way for like the other parts to grow.
Mm.
Right? So when Afrobeat grows, it shows you, Nigeria. Wow.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So something this good can come out from this country.
Yes.
Let's see if there's more. Let's see what else is happening.
Yeah.
So it gives space to like other parts of us. It's exciting. Afrobeat to the world, man. It's exciting.
That's what's up. Do you regret you know, not continuing to rap? Not rapping?
No, I don't. I was a terrible rapper.
You know, I was about to ask you, you need to rap for us, please.
The more I grow, the more I realize I was a terrible rapper.
For real?
I used to think I was a good
rapper. But you wouldn't know. Would have auto-tuned you.
I'm a terrible rapper.
You don't want to revive your rapping career here?
I have no plans to.
Okay, I'll try and convince you.
I have no plans to.
I'll try and convince you. I mean, we're talking about, like, you know, let's talk about representation. Do you feel like as a photographer, you're well represented in terms of like brands, either in Nigeria, outside of Nigeria, all over the world? What do you feel needs to happen for you to completely break yourself into every corner of this continent?
I feel like brands mostly, not even really the individuals.
Yeah.
We have to start acting like photography is as important as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop acting like it's not as,
like,
let's
maybe
stop acting like, hey, let's stop acting like, like, so you go on a TVC set, for example, and they're making a TVC, and you're doing the photography side of the stuff, for example.
Yeah.
There is this vibe. Nobody says anything.
Yeah.
Right? But there's this vibe like the TVC is more important.
Exactly.
Every single piece of content, right, is like, it's, if it wasn't important, why are you doing it?
Why are you doing it?
So
yeah.
This is it. Let's stop acting.
Yeah.
Like, stuff that is important is not as important as it is.
Hey!
Give humans their flowers.
Yes.
Give stuff their flowers.
Yes.
Give everybody their own hands.
Exactly.
You understand? That's all. That's all.
And pay them according
to
them.
Once you start doing that, that's all.
Yeah.
Just act. Like, give it the level of importance give photography the level of importance
it deserves. And also it brings on the table.
English choke me.
Which English is that?
That is choke you. You know when you take so many photos, sometimes, you know. the likes too much.
English took me.
too much. I love that you said, and also paying them fairly. And by fairly, I mean by like not giving some, you know, crumbs, but like paying people the right kind. Because I always feel bad when I see, you know, like productions where, for example, I mean, and it's a very, I don't know, it's a Kenyan thing for me. They come to you maybe as a photographer and they want you to work on, let's say, their pilot. So they'll pay you, or maybe they wouldn't even pay you well at all, or they'll give you really little money. And then when the big production comes about, they call the big guys.
Of course.
They call this guy from Dubai.
Most definitely.
They call this guy from, you know, from the States or the UK. And you're like, you guys, you left me now. Oh, now you can do the job after you've gotten the job from my pilot.
Of course.
It's really annoying, and also paying people the right kind of money.
I feel like a lot of that has to do with your branding and your positioning.
Yeah.
The way you position yourself, the way you portray yourself is also very important, right? Like I'm a very, very big advocate for giving people what they are worth, for like paying them right and letting them do the stuff. Like photography is, and just creating generally is supposed to be, how do I put it, as lucrative as possible. It's like the biggest thing in the world right now.
Exactly.
Creating is the biggest thing in the world right now. So I feel like, I'm a very big advocate for that. I am a very big, of course, I'm definitely not cheap.
And trust me, this guy, speaking of being cheap or not.
I'm not, I have no plans to be cheap.
So ah, Abeg, what, you smell so expensive. What cologne is that? What do you have on? I'm serious.
This guy.
No, you smell so nice.
This guy, you're an actor. So, you didn't act him.
I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
What cologne do you have on?
A couple, like.
It's not expensive. Judah have my Versace in the car, and I forgot. And something told me you're meeting a Nigerian, and you have smell nice.
So when you walk into the room,
I forgot that the Versace. You smell really nice.
When you walk into the room, let your smell slap us.
Everybody. Must know. Speaking of what it means to be Nigerian, you know, one of the things I love about Nigerians is, I mean, from Afrobeat, but before Afrobeat, from Nollywood. I mean, a lot of people would also look at Nollywood and be like, what is this? What are they doing? What's happening? What is going on? And now the whole world looks up to Nigeria in terms of setting the trend. When you talk about fashion, when you talk about culture, when you talk about, I mean, the Afrobeat movement, when you talk about finance, when you talk about tech, Nigeria, to be honest,
it's just the Nigerian spirit.
You cannot play with it. But also, there's this thing that Nigerians have. I think, for me, I think it's the pepe. I always say it's the food. You guys, you're not comfortable. You have taken yourself and said, I'm going to leave Nigeria. I'm going to go to Kenya. I'm going to go to Tanzania. I'm going to go to Angola. I'm going to go to South Africa. What makes you, where do you get this audacity?
Personally, and also like a Nigerian thing, it's just this, we never get, our belly in the full, like we're never full.
Yeah.
So it's not greed.
Yeah.
It's just there is a world out there.
Yeah.
There is something out there. There's an angle out there that I have not seen from.
Yeah.
Do you understand? There is money out there to be made. Like so that drive is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And Nigeria is also a very competitive country, meaning there's a lot of competition going on around in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, as a creative, As a photographer, for example, I see Shaggy.
Yeah.
Shaggy goes to Kenya, goes to I'm like, I want to go too.
I want
to
do it. Yeah, why not?
So it's not about, it's not even really about just competition.
Yeah.
He's a comedian. I am something else. You understand? Yeah. But I'm like, he went to Kenya. Okay. How do I go too?
Exactly. Yeah.
What did he go and do?
Yeah.
What can I go and do? What, do you understand? So it's just that, let's go.
Why not?
Let's go.
The more I think about it, if like there's a new like neo-colonization, I feel like Nigerians will start colonizing other African countries.
I don't know.
If you were to colonize an African country, which one would it be and why?
I would think of the easiest one to colonize.
Which one?
I wouldn't say it.
I know you'll say Ghana.
I didn't say it. I didn't say anything.
I know you take Ghana.
I didn't say anything.
And I think I know why.
I didn't say anything.
So you can take away their jollof and put like, just put back yours. Guys, it's the real thing. Again, speaking of jollof.
Just one, no jollof way again.
Jollof, you know the thing I hate about the jollof conversation is people who ask about jollof don't even know what jollof is. Like when a Kenyan asks you between Nigerian jollof and Ghana jollof, which is the best?
I don't even know what jollof is.
If I eat jollof, I'll just eat jollof. I don't care where it comes from. I wouldn't know, honestly. But I had Nigerian jollof when I was in Nigeria in 2015-16.
Have you been to Ghana?
I haven't been to Ghana.
Good. When I say good, I mean you haven't tried Ghana.
I haven't
Ghana
tried, jollof. Yeah. But Nigerian jollof, I mean, the food was amazing. The thing for me in Lagos, I love the noise, the, you know, just the hustle and the bustle. You know, I was doing this techno on the stage thing. And every time I'd go to the production, I was taught this thing. I'd say, area! And everyone would just go, area! So, I mean, I love that about Nigerians. You guys are not comfortable. You're always out there.
Yeah.
So, as we talk about your journey, I want to know what you're going to be doing in Kenya and what you're planning to do in Africa and what you hope to get out of this whole movement.
Yeah.
The Clef movement.
So, basically, I'm just trying to... So, personally for me, this whole trip and this whole movement around Africa,
yeah,
it's just I feel like to some extent I am like a Nigerian creative. Nigeria is like the Hollywood of Africa.
Yeah.
Lagos is like the Los Angeles, like the LA of like
true that,
the whole thing.
Or like New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once you blow up in Lagos,
yeah,
you blow up in Africa.
Mm.
I feel like that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like to some extent I have been able to like do some Nigeria stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to be more than that. I want to be an African creative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of being a Nigerian creative.
Yes.
I'm not necessarily saying I'm tired.
Please don't. He doesn't want work. Please. He wants work so he can travel. You want to be Pan
African. Yeah, I want to be Pan African. Right.
Yeah.
I want to collaborate with my African brothers. I want us to create magic together. I want to see where they're thinking from. I want to see what they're doing in their own country, how we can combine stuff, how we can share this money, I want to expand.
Yeah.
Right? And then I have different sides of me. Apart from Amazing Clef the photographer, I have I own a platform called Activated TV. It's a music platform. I was looking for ways to expand that across Africa.
Yeah, tell us more Tell us more about Activated.
Activated TV is like, so I used to be a rapper.
Yeah.
I love rap so much.
Yeah.
I love music.
Wow.
So much.
Yeah.
Right? But I cannot pursue it personally because
mm-hmm.
I'm a terrible one.
Yeah.
Terrible rapper.
I like that you're keeping your lane. You know people who... Yeah.
I'm a terrible rapper. Like,
yeah.
So Activated TV is just me. One thing about me is everything that I like doing, I look for mediums to express it.
Mm-hmm.
So I set up Activated TV just for my love of music.
Yeah.
So it's a digital platform. We have performances from different, from different people.
Yeah.
We have from all over Africa.
Yeah.
J Melody, Sarkodi.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take Activated TV across Africa also.
Nice.
Get this. Who's
popping
guy?
Who's about to blow?
Yeah. Who's up next? Let's discover him first. So,
yeah.
It's a whole lot of movies. It's a whole lot. There's Amazing Clef, there's Activated TV, there's the Academy where I teach upcoming photographers how to, upcoming creatives.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, I have courses. I have different sides of
You're very intentional. Have you always been like this? Like, or were you like, you know how African parents beat you into like, guys, when, if you're watching this from wherever, we are beaten in Africa.
Yeah,
I know you guys think it's that's 1900. No, we were thwacked.
No, they spanked. They spanked.
You were spanked. Was that because of your upbringing or just this is your personality?
I think it's just my personality. And because I even grew up in an environment where you barely have like inspiration.
Mm.
Like being a 3, 4, 5, 6 to like 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
I can't really remember anybody around me that like inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe because I had early access to like the outside world, internet.
Yeah. Yes.
I was able to see that, this street I live on,
mm-hmm.
It's easy for you to start thinking, the world ends right here on my street.
Yep.
But when you have that exposure early in life, you're like, there's such a big world out there.
Yeah.
And you have to equip yourself
mm-hmm.
with the necessary facilities to be able to face. So I started building myself from a very young age, learning this organizational skills, learning this entrepreneurial skills. I learned them from reading books, from watching YouTube. Yeah. You see, because I had to build myself outside the walls of a college.
I love that.
You get so. Yeah. I mean,
I love that you say, because I was about to ask you, like, when you look back and you, let's say you're 16 years old, like the one lesson you tell your 16 year old, and the fact that you said, you know, the world doesn't end on this street. It doesn't end. So for anyone who's like, you know, an upcoming, you know, creative, I mean, or even established, or just needs, you know, some energy from you to be like, I can do this. Like, I know you've been hanging out with Mwendwa, the photographer, who, as much as he's like your chaperone in Nairobi, and he's such a young guy, but I know he's also learning from you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we in the studio here in your house, we have people like Jeff, you know, who's like a young guy also, who's like always on CapCut editing stuff for us. What should he know about this journey, and what do you think is so important for him as they look up to you and say, I want to be like Amazing Clef, I've met him, I want to meet him, what is important?
All right, so I feel like you have to be, how do I put this? I think I would just talk to myself maybe a couple years ago.
Yeah.
What I would tell myself a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You have to be very intentional about this stuff.
Mm.
What exactly do you want?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly do you want to achieve? What message you want to pass across? Who are you?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's a personal thing. I have a lot of young people that want to be creatives. I want to do creative stuff. I want to do creative work.
Yeah.
But then they're just in the shadows of different people and just following their crumbs and their shadows.
Mm.
You have to sit down personally. You cannot become, how do I put it? You cannot become anything if you are not, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You sit down and you're like,
exactly.
What exactly do I want to achieve? Like, what's the plan?
Who am I? What do I stand for?
Yes.
Yes. So,
you have to ask yourself those questions first.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just, I want to be a photographer.
Yeah.
No. So you have to be very, very intentional. I have always been intentional about what I want. I want to be a superstar.
Yeah, period.
Right? I want to come to Kenya and I'm getting, yo, want to interview you. That's my plan. That's has always been my plan. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So then, when you have this intentionality about you, you can now sit down and now chat like smaller courses or just plan smaller stuff that will now lead you to that big and final goal. But if you're watching this, I want you to just sit down and have this conversation with yourself, not with anybody else, with yourself.
Yeah.
Who am I? What am I trying to achieve?
Yeah.
What's the goal? What's the vision? Then chat smaller courses to like get to that.
Yeah, I love that. It's really the lesson. Before you hold the camera, before you click on that shutter speed or whatever, I mean, the point is not to be like me. The point is first to understand who you are, then maybe you can be like Clef.
Yeah.
Then maybe you can supersede what Clef has been able to do.
Most definitely.
And that's why you're doing this.
Yeah.
So that other kids from Nigeria can come and do it way more than you've done. So this is, I know this is, for me, and people, I always like giving people their roses. Apart from you being an amazing creative, you're really opening, this is historical. You're opening the door for other young people to say that it's possible, it can be done. So I love that you're doing that, and I think you can, you know, tap yourself on the shoulder and say, you know what, even if nobody tells me, I really think I'm doing something great. So once again, thank you for coming to Nairobi.
Thank you so much.
But before
much for
we leave,
me.
Yeah, you, I mean, you're amazing. We are gonna play a game called Smash or Pass.
Smash or Pass.
Yay! Yeah. I know you said you're
the smash doesn't mean the smash smash.
What? Which smash? Did
the normal smash.
Which smashing?
Smash or pass?
Yeah, what do you think smash or pass means? What do you think it means?
Is it a smash?
Which smash do you think? Do you know how you are born? The reason why you are alive, that's smash. There's no other smash.
It's not that one, I mean.
No other smash. The reason why you are born, why you and I are here.
That's the only smash.
People,
the only
smash. I don't want to think about my parents, so people did that, so we are alive.
I swear.
So smash or pass, this is a very interesting game. You just have to say smash or pass, but you also have to say why. Tiwa Savage, smash or pass?
Do I have to play this game?
You have to. Or else this won't go live.
Pass.
Why? Because you've walked with her.
I know what I'm saying in my head.
Because you've walked with her.
I know what I'm saying in my head.
But in your heart, you know.
I'm saying
but
something.
But your mouth.
You. Come on, everybody wants to. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Everybody wants.
Have you seen Tiwa Savage? God.
Have you photographed Tiwa Savage?
Have you been close? Like, God.
Yeah, Tiwa Savage.
That woman is beautiful.
Yeah, she's got a very, for me, she has a very very superstar thing like, around her.
Yeah.
Like, when I was hanging out with her, I was like, oh my God, should I ask her to dance?
Bro,
like,
once she gets comfortable with you, she's super cool.
Yeah.
So we did the first project with her.
Yeah.
Then she requested for me to do the second one.
Ah, that's what's up.
So once she gets comfortable with you, she's soaked. So she was like, I want him.
Yeah.
And once the person says they want you,
exactly, it's a wrap. It means you're cool.
Nobody said anything.
Nobody says no. When Tiwa, so Tiwa says Savage, yes,
I'll pass. Cause
yeah,
she's,
cause I you mean, want more work. You don't want
she's
to mess
the queen of.
You don't want to mess up this relationship.
The queen.
Okay.
The queen.
So smash or pass, Nini Ola.
Jesus, why are you calling all my people now?
Oh, that for real? She's my very good friend, by the way.
Why are you calling all my people
she's
now?
She's my really good friend.
I can't say smash you, but I'll see them tomorrow. How will I explain?
But Nini Ola, you have to smash. I Nini Ola.
Jeez.
My God.
Smash.
Yeah, smash. Hey.
Okay, you know what? I'll just play this game for vibes.
Please.
Yeah, just.
I'm going to ask you two last ones. Don't, you know, no pressure for you. The next one I have to. Why did the name go? This one is really an interesting one. The next one is DJ Kapi. Smash or pass?
I'll marry her.
You'd marry her. Are you marrying her for her or for
she'll
her,
marry,
her
she'll dad? Marry me.
She'll marry you. She, DJ Kapi will pay your bride, your groom price.
I'll let her marry. Please, you can marry me.
Yeah, DJ Kapi. Oh my God.
You can marry
Listen,
me.
Listen, DJ Kapi, you're beautiful. We love you.
Yeah.
You're our friend. We don't want to, no friend zone. No, no, no. You're not our friend. We can marry. You can marry
you can
us.
Marry you, can, yeah.
We'll never suffer all our lives. Last but not least, definitely, because this one is a really hot one, is Toke Makinwa. Yeah.
Omo.
I just want to know.
Do you play this game with everybody?
No, I just realized, by the way, you've gotten like, to be honest,
I've worked
you're
with
the
that too.
First one I've played this game with. Yeah.
I've worked with that too. I love you. I
but,
love her. Love.
But.
Love, love.
But.
Smash pass or love, love.
Oh, okay. Smash pass or love?
Love.
Which, do you love her, right?
I love her, yeah.
Okay. I think I should probably say pass or marry.
Uh-huh.
Marry or pass.
Uh-huh. Smash.
You see? Now you've...
No.
Toke Makinwa, we want you to know, no. I think, personally,
yeah,
you are in the top 5 of the most beautiful women in Africa.
Exceptional.
I mean, I don't know. I know...
Exceptional.
I sent Brother Shaggy... Who, by the way, shame on you, Brother Shaggy. Sam Perry. I don't want to say your real names. Sam. Sam.
Okay, Sam. How are you?
How are you? It shocked you.
It shocked you.
How many times have I called you? 3 times. I sent you to Toke to tell Toke she's beautiful. She did not do it. Such a blocker. I don't want to see that name on. You're a cock blocker. That's what you are. Just go. Once again, thank you so much.
This has been so much
for
fun.
For being so open, for being such an amazing person.
Thank you so much, man.
You're talented, and I pray that everything... I told my mom about you.
Oh, wow.
She said, I'll pray for him.
Aish.
So his path, everywhere he goes, he's successful.
Oh, thank
he's given you.
You
an interview. If he's blessed you, I'm blessing him too.
Amen,
I mean
mama.
It. I mean it.
How do you say
it.
Amen in Swahili?
Just say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, is there an amen name? You're saved. Is there amen in Swahili? Amina.
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 Amina. Yeah, I was asking the saved guy.
Amina.
And thank you so much for coming
thank
through.
Thank you so much.
And an amazing journey for you. And please keep that Nigerian
thank
flag
so
burning.
Much, man.
Hello.
Let's
That's
go.
What's up. Well, if that was amazing, well, I can't wait for you to listen to the podcast next week, because I have one and only Hope Kid who's going to be joining me. But in the meantime, please make sure you go to our social media handles at Instagram, Unlock Your Soul Pod. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube at Unlock Your Soul Podcast, on TikTok at Unlock Your Soul Podcast. And here's a snippet of what's going to be happening next week with Hope Kid. But speaking of boiling,
yes.
Something has been boiling on social media as usual. It's funny, me, I never get to ask you these things because I always know they are crap.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, people really want an answer to, because you didn't talk about it.
Yes.
It involves your expensive cars.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that people are now saying, how does Hope Kid have these expensive cars? Basically, people think you're laundering money. I don't know. Can you launder money for Christ? Is that possible? They think you're laundering money.
Yeah, I mean.
What do you mean, yeah, I mean?
You have business for me.
Me, I don't know.
I might be seated here. Let me tell you. Business.